Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, welcome to Between You and Us. This is our monthly bonus episode where we read reviews that you sent in, that you found on the internet.
That's right. We have a few here for you today that I've saved over the last 3 years or however long we've been doing
this. What?
I don't know. They're in here.
People have been emailing you before we even started the show with their
That's
weird
how
reviews.
Excited wow. they are to be on the episode.
That's amazing.
So you have, I think, one more than me. So why don't you start?
Sounds good.
Oh, I also want to add, we put our bonus episode up.
Oh, yeah.
Sometime this week on Patreon, and it is an Easter episode. So go check that out if you are a patron.
Please do. And then, okay, and here we go. This is from Extina, as how they signed it, Christina, who says, I was just doing my usual scrolling through Twitter, and I ran across this review, and I truly think it needs to be covered. This is a 5-star review of a bathing suit from J. Crew. And it says, yes, I recommend this product. I'm not going to read the subject because it gives away what happens, but here we go. I loved this bathing suit from the moment I tried it on. Super comfortable and very flattering. But a recent experience took my appreciation to a new level. I was swimming off the coast of South Carolina when I had an unexpected visitor take a swipe at my lower back.
Oh no.
A shark! Despite leaving a huge bruise and red teeth marks on my skin, the bathing suit escaped unscathed. 10 out of 10 would recommend. They literally included
a photo
of where there was like a bite mark.
Alexander, this is worse than that person who bragged about their eyeliner not smearing in a car accident.
Oh my God. I forgot about that one.
And also posted a photo from the intensive care unit. Can I see the photo?
If you'd like, let me walk over to you now that we're in the same room.
Oh, right.
One moment.
Okay.
It's really small. That's why I have to come close.
Oh my God. Alexander, ow, that looks really freaking painful. I thought it was going to be like a scratch.
No, no, no.
That's an open wound.
It's, I don't know how.
We are not putting that on the internet.
No, no, no. God, no. No one's seeing this.
That's not good.
At least not from us. You know, I don't want to be the one that, it's like the bearer of bad news, but the bearer of shark wound photos. That's not what I want to be. Was this review helpful? 342 people said yes. 17 said no. I don't know what's wrong with those 17 people, but.
I mean, they're not looking for, a bathing suit to withstand the elements. They're looking for something flattering.
That's the thing. It's all of the above.
Okay, fair point. It seems to draw attention from some unsavory characters, which
That's actually a good point.
Something I don't think I would really want to swim in an ocean with.
Yeah, maybe making it, like, blood red.
I actually have, like, the creepy chill is just thinking about, like, you're going for a nice little swim on vacation and a freaking shark just bites the
I don't
shit
like
out of
the
you.
Ocean.
I don't either. There's a reason that the ocean is, what, like 80% undiscovered or something? Because nobody wants to be in there. That's what I heard.
You know what? Nobody wants to be in there. That's what I heard too.
Yeah. So stop going in there. Okay. This is a review. That's why I made a face at you at first, because I also have a bathing suit review.
Oh.
It's my first review.
Yeah. You seemed really attentive for that one.
Because I was like, usually you're not. Uh-oh. But this is from Jessica X. And Jessica says, this podcast made them feel such shame about their Yelp reviews that they went back and deleted all of them. And they're only leaving positive reviews from now on.
Oh, good for you.
Which is very kind. So here's a review of a swimsuit from, I don't know how to say it, Romwe or Romwe. Francisca says Romwe. So
listen to the Gen X. Gen
Z.
God, Gen X.
Aren't we Gen X?
No, Gen X is older than us.
Oh, that's
we're
the
millennial.
One above us.
Gen Z.
Nobody talks about Gen X anymore, huh?
Not really. They're not too relevant right now, I suppose.
What, they listen to like Nirvana or something?
I honestly, you know what? You probably
That's
summed
kind
it up.
Of what,
but like they were maybe the grunge.
They were
type.
Like the cool kids when we were little.
They're in their like 30s now. I don't freaking know.
I think 40s probably, since I'm almost 30.
Gen Xers?
Yeah. Most of them are in their 40s, I would say.
Gen X. Currently, oh, you're right, 41 to 56. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. Late 20s to...
What the hell is Gen Y?
Gen Y is, that us? Is us, oh. Bozo.
I don't know.
So this is Romwe. 5 stars by K of a swimsuit. Cute. One day, it was a cold winter morning, and my friends texted me, OMG, I found the swimsuit, and it's so cute. I was like, ew, what the frick is that? She goes, style. I said, sure, sister. I had very low hopes. My friend really loved it. She said, we're making a big order from Romwe. I was like, does she need to go to mental doctor? So after I talked to her about a mental doctor...
What? No, like, seriously, okay. I thought it was just like a snide remark.
Talkspace.com, but it's like, is...
Yeah, by the way, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp doc, I don't even know. Okay.
It's not.
It is not. I'm just kidding.
Mental doctor. So after I talked to her about a mental doctor, she decided not to go and get the swimsuit. So I was, okay, whatever. And we order it, and it came in the mail 1.5 weeks, 6 hours, 21 minutes, and 53 seconds early. I was, go off, Romwe. When I opened the bag, I was, those bottoms look like granny bottoms. No hate to grannies, rock those booties. When I tried it in for my friend, I was like, wait a darn minute, is this cute? In my Texas accent. I'm not from Texas, don't try to come find where I live. Wait, I'm not from Texas, don't try to come find I live. After that, I was, oop, this is cute. And then my friends tried it on, and she loved it, but the buttons were a little big. Her butt is a little bit flat in that department. But go off, sis. Peridot.
Peridot, is that how it corrected?
Peridot. Fair dot. So overall fit, true to size, helpful, found helpful by 11 people. And Jessica wrote, P.S. Yes, I bought the swimsuit. So
this is like, this is a satirical comment of a Gen Zer. It sounds, I'm certain, I'm not saying it actually is, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's spelling period. How do they say it?
Period.
Wrong.
Know.
Peridot is really excellent stuff. So that's that. I'm not from Texas, don't come find me.
I kind of hate that.
Yeah, it's
I did not like that.
I kind of did. I love that they she just insulted everyone and then was like, but go off, sis. Embrace that you have no butt at all. And I'm telling the internet about it.
Oh my god. I still don't know. After all that, I have no idea what the conclusion was. Wait, how many was it, stars?
Oh, it was 5 stars.
Gee, I would not have guessed that.
Well, yeah, because...
But I got tripped up a lot. There are a lot of times where I was like, I cannot tell if this is a good thing or not.
There's actually a lot of editing going into this because I had to reread many sentences that forgot words.
Yeah. You gave them too much credit.
I did.
By throwing in words that weren't actually there that should have been there.
Yeah, by auto-correcting their own sentences.
I'm just going to say it. I know we talked about this being Kurt Cobain or whatever. I don't think this person's Gen X.
No, they're not. They're certainly
just something
not.
Tells me
something
they're not.
Tells me they're younger, whatever the younger than Gen Z is. Like the one after Gen Z.
Well, thank you for that.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica. This one is from Michelle. And all Michelle says is, I saw this in a wedding group I'm in. First of all, this is petty AF. Second of all, I can't believe she still gave it 4 stars. Here's a 4-star review of a dress. Here we go. I really love this dress. I got it for my boyfriend's daughter's wedding. Fits great. I am 4'11", so it was a little longer than I wanted. Easy hem job. But I got the dress and the seam runs right down the middle of the skirt, so some of the flowers were cut off. I understand that it is a full skirt, but it bothered my subconscious. So I returned it, hoping it was just a flaw. I love the dress, so I ordered 2 more smalls just in case. Both had the seam down the middle. Took the one that looked the best to get hemmed. 2 days before the wedding, my boyfriend shows his daughter a pic of the dress, and she said I couldn't wear it. Too much white. I am 47 years old, dating this man for 6 months, and the dress is at the tailor's. Can't return it now, but wasn't gonna because I love it. So I switched to an old dress I had in my closet for over 10 years. It's super pale yellow and shows a lot of my uppers. Hashtag petty. End of review.
Is there a photo? Oh, come on.
Yep.
That is a white dress.
I was waiting to do the reveal without telling you one way or another. Sure enough.
That dress is white AF.
You've been dating this man for 6 months. His daughter's getting married. She's nice enough to include you despite only dating him for 6 months. And you have the audacity to try to wear a white dress. It has flowers on it that are pink, but it is a white dress
very
that happens
small
to
flowers.
Have
also,
flowers on it.
I have three versions of the same dress just in case.
I was like, hopefully you can explain this because it seemed unnecessary and weird. I was like, I don't know. Am I missing something here?
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah, and then going with a super pale yellow. Like, it seems very intentionally like I'm going to be close to white, but
petty.
They can't say it's white because it's technically a super pale yellow.
Maybe she really is just trying to be an asshole. I mean, sounds like it.
It does sound like it.
Oy. Well, that's rude. I was going to say, well, it seems like a fine line. That's not a fine line.
No.
That's a white dress.
No.
Okay, well, I have an email here from Jacob. He says he, him, thank you, Jacob. And he says he was looking up the song BB Talk by Miley Cyrus and found this review.
I do not know that song.
I don't either, because I am not cool. This is a comment by Mrs. C from home. This was the most disturbing thing I've seen in lately. They're trying to get you to correlate babies and sex. I am disgusted and insulted by this kind of capital F filth. When is there going to be a line in simple right and wrong? Why does this even have to be explained? In my humble but honorable opinion.
No.
End of comment.
No.
Mrs. C from home. Gotta respect it.
That is not your choice to make. You cannot just decide that your opinion is honorable.
I'm shocked that she didn't write IMHBHO, because I feel like that would have really thrown me off. I would have had to Google it.
Yeah, and nothing would have come up, which is why they had to spell it out.
I guess so.
Because that is a ridiculous thing to say.
Their own tagline.
Now I want to listen to this song. Well, maybe. Okay, that's creepy to say, maybe, but like, I'm like, just because I'm curious how the hell they came up with that idea.
I guess so.
How did you not?
What?
Like, if I read that review, I'd be like, what is this song? And I'd turn it on just to see what it sounds
like. Yeah, I mean, Jacob clearly was into it, so.
Yeah, but what about you? Why didn't you listen to it?
I don't know.
Not a fan of Miley?
I'm old. I love Miley.
Okay.
Not enough,
better.
Apparently.
No, like, that's clear. That's very clear to all of us. I mean, in my honorable opinion, I think it's.
In my humble, but
humble,
you need to
humble,
also.
Sorry, in my humble but honorable
dampen
opinion.
Dampen it a little bit.
I think that you could love Miley a lot more than you do. My next one comes from Rachel. She, her. I think I'll do the context second.
Okay.
So here's the review. This is a one-star review of a Greek restaurant in downtown St. Petersburg where Rachel works. Service is horrible. They charged us $278 for dinner for two people. Euro with French fries? I do not eat junk food. We prepaid for special dinner. The open bar was included, but they told us it's only Bud Light beer in price of the open bar. Made us pay extra for the wine. I asked our server to speak to a manager. She completely ignored us. Later, she bumped to our table and spilled my water. I found manager. He completely ignored us.
Oh my god.
The owner agreed that we can have free wine, but only cheap ones. Suddenly, they was out of the wine they made us pay for. Never again I would go to this place with very rude waiters and just okay food. It's many good restaurants around. Owner told us he will refund what we paid extra for the wine. Special dinner was completely ruined. Here we go. This is the context that Rachel provides. On New Year's Eve, unbeknownst to all of us front of house staff, we were hosting a giant party that included a 4-course meal and all well drinks. The party was organized by a different establishment, and our restaurant was the venue. We didn't know the menu ahead of time, and we had no idea how many guests had RSVP'd. We were just told that they paid a $150 cover charge, and again, it was open bar for well drinks only. Anything else they wanted to order required them to start a tab. Suddenly, the restaurant was packed, with guests just as confused as we were, but we worked our asses off to take care of them despite the circumstances. Of course, the night was a total shit show, and we servers have still not been paid for the service we provided, and because it was, quote, all-inclusive, the guests did not tip. We worked until 4 a.m. on a holiday to walk out empty-handed.
On New Year's Eve.
Yep. Great. The next day, I saw this review on Yelp and read it aloud to my manager and some waitstaff as we all sat in a booth after a long shift.
Crying.
I read it dramatically, just like my Schieffer Sibs do, and one of the servers cried from laughing so hard. Thank you for keeping me laughing.
I knew they would be crying. I didn't know it was out of positive. I know. That's good.
And probably like lack of sleep and everything too. It was a whole bit mess. Thank you for keeping me laughing for several years now and for always standing up for service industry workers. Sincerely, Rachel. Yeah. What a shit show of a... I love it when it's like a personal thing that someone sends us, because it's like, I think that was at that Starbucks one we had, where like, was that what Left Wing Liberal Loser was from?
Actually, maybe.
I think it was someone who sent in a review of their own Starbucks.
Some weird man in a motorcycle came into the Starbucks and started freaking out. Wow.
I'm so sorry, Rachel and staff, that you...
How do they not tell you that there's an open bar coming in for New Year's Eve? Oh boy.
That's terrible. I mean, you're probably already expecting like...
We want free wine, but only the expensive stuff. Oh no, that's... I'm just so stressed out just hearing about this.
I know, me too.
The fact that I all had to be there the next day too. It's like classic. Also, I hope that wasn't this year, because that would have been...
Oh, even worse.
That
true.
That would have been really true. Quite something.
It was... Oh, shit. Okay, the screenshot... Okay, no, that doesn't necessarily mean that. It says 20... The screenshot says 27 days ago, but...
It could have been from whenever.
Oh, shit. But Christina...
What?
This review was sent in on January 28th.
Oh, my God.
So it must have been this year.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Downtown St. Petersburg, Florida.
Wow, okay. Makes a little bit of sense.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay, I have an email here from Emily, who says, greetings from Utah. Last year, a local ski resort's ad campaign... Hey, do you want to guess what ski resort?
Snowmass. Vail.
Close. It's in Utah, Salt Lake City.
Did you say Utah already?
I did, yes.
Oh, I don't know which ones are in Utah.
We went there for New Year's Eve 2000.
2000?
Y2K.
Y2K we spent on the porch at Wolper.
No, we went to Salt Lake City.
Y2K, we were with the... No.
We were in Salt Lake City.
We were not.
Yes, we were.
Okay.
We were in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's a snowbird ski resort.
Snowbird.
We were dancing with Elsie.
Okay, but not on Y2K.
It was on Y2K. She still talks about it. Okay, whatever. This is an email from Emily. So, Snowbird, where we have been, apparently, but not Alexander, was sharing negative Yelp reviews as part of their new, like, campaign. Mm-hmm. And, like, for example, Snow Too Powdery. It was hilarious when I found out about the podcast. I knew it would be too. So in honor of ski season and the best... Oh, this is from December. In honor of ski season, we did swimsuits.
I'm
now
like,
we're back.
You said that I look outside. I'm like, what, I did really? Too. Right now?
I was like, I guess my concept of time is kind of skewed lately. Here's some excellent reviews of Snowbird Ski Resort near Salt Lake. So I have two here. The first one is from Craig, 1 star. No nachos in restaurant. Food sucked unless you like organically sourced fish salads. End of review. Just like...
It's not a stadium.
No nachos at the ski resort.
If you go to like a baseball stadium and they don't have nachos, like I might be on your side. Like, wow. They don't even have nachos.
I mean, it's called Après Ski. There's no way there are nachos at Après Ski. I'm so sorry.
At Perfect North there is.
At Perfect North, Ohio.
That's all there is.
For sure.
Is it in Indiana?
Maybe it's in Indiana. I never remember. Do you know today I got invited to join the Ohio River Valley and Tri-State Pagan Society? So
by whom?
By the man up the street at the crystal store.
Oh, okay.
In Newport.
Okay.
I even have a business card now. I'm a card-carrying member.
You are a member of the Pagan... What?
Yes. Ohio Valley Pagan Society.
Okay.
And the Tri-State Pagan Society.
What do they do? Like, what kind of activity, get-togethers?
He told me to join the Facebook group, and I'll find out.
Sounds good.
He's like, now you can join us in the craft. And I was like, okay.
In the craft?
Yeah,
okay.
The craft.
What's that mean?
Like witchcraft, I assume.
You assume? Don't make these. You said this is...
As I drink my Gatorade.
This is a dangerous thing to make assumptions about. You don't go into a pagan meeting saying, like, nothing against pagans, but like, you don't know any, like,
well,
you don't know
what
to expect.
I was going to bring my cricket machine and say, I also am part of the craft. I do the craft as well.
Like, I'd say the same thing about any organization. You don't go in like, oh, you know what? I've got my... I assume we just, you know, do the craft, you know, the witchcraft. It's like, I don't think...
Well, what do you think? Pagan, the Ohio Valley Pagans?
I don't know. They play board games. I mean, they're...
OV Pagan Society. You think they call board games the craft? That doesn't make any sense, Alexander.
I don't know. Maybe there's a board game called The Craft.
We are a nonprofit organization supporting the pagan community throughout Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Cool.
That I thought of that because I didn't know where Perfect North was, whether it was in Indiana.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I think that's so. That's one of their yearly meetings is at Perfect North Slopes.
Some nachos. Okay, so I have an email here. Oh, sorry. No, I have another review here of Perfect North. Nope. Snowbird Ski Resort. This is a 1-star review. 1 star. Remember that. By Mel.
Okay.
I was so tired. I fell asleep immediately when I got home. End of review.
1 star? Oh, my God.
1 star. You had a great time skiing. That sounds good. Had some nachos and then fell asleep. Sounds good to me.
Oh, people are ridiculous.
If anywhere made me fall asleep nice and easily, I'd be 5 stars all the way. So anyway, that's that. Thank you, Emily.
I love that though. I think that's such a cool idea. And
I love when they embrace that, you know.
And that's something, yeah, like when you see those
t-shirts
and everything. It's like the place where Chad had the worst coffee of his life.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. And I think it would be funny if we did something like that, but we're too afraid to read our reviews.
We're too sensitive.
Because I'm sure there are some ridiculous ones in there that are like funny, and even
sure
we would find funny.
There's some that are probably true,
but there are many that are
mean.
True and mean, and we can't argue
and
with.
Probably
so.
Hit too close to home.
Sorry, I'm on the Ohio Valley Pagan Society. I feel bad that I reacted the way I did.
Why did you react the way you did?
It just totally threw me that you brought this up, and I was like, the Ohio Valley Pagan. And the thing is, the first thing is we hope to help educate the public on paganism,
yeah, well,
dispel stereotypes.
That's right. That's my
teach
new,
the difference between myths and reality. And I'm like, you know what?
That's
it turns
my
out I could use that, obviously.
Are you on Ohio Valley or Tri-State?
Ohio Valley
okay.
Pagan Society.
Yeah. So the Tri-State Pagan Society, our goal is to unite the local Tri-State pagan community.
Our goal. Sorry. This is you speaking as a card-carrying member. I forgot.
Oh, right. Yes. Our goal is to unite the local Tri-State pagan community with understanding and acceptance.
Cool.
So maybe you should take a seat and learn a thing or two.
Weirdly, like, I think I would have reacted different, like, better if you had said the, like, Satanic Society of Ohio. Because I've read up on
Satanism?
That more. Satanism more.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, cool shit.
I've
so
been
this is just something,
a,
yeah, I don't know anything
I've been
about,
learning
so.
A lot about paganism. Wiccan rituals, witchcraft.
There's a lot of room for me to be educated, so
and
I'm excited for you to join.
I can't wait to educate
and,
you.
To educate me. I am ready for it. I'm excited.
I will take any opportunity I can to make you listen to me tell you things.
Perfect. We'll have a whole episode where it's just you talking
no.
about paganism.
No, don't worry, everybody.
Then
we won't do that.
In return, I'll do a vegan one.
Please.
Okay.
Please
my
do
next
not.
Review.
Don't not even joke
this
about
is from
that.
Emmett. He says, I'm Emmett. I use he, him pronouns. I work at Starbucks as a shift manager, and we have access to apps that are only accessible if you work here. They're usually really boring work apps, but they made the mistake of allowing us to review the apps.
Oh, yeah.
They purge the reviews every once in a while, but they're always at 1 star.
Why do they let you do them if they then purge them?
Here are some of the ones left behind. This is of the like work app, Starbucks work app, which is like amazing.
This is like next level app reviews that you get to access. I'm so excited.
I think it's called Remote Support. Oh no, there are multiple. It's like Intelligent Hub. Like I don't. It looks like it's from a device, like a Starbucks. Well, I don't know, phone or something. So I don't know much about this, but I'm very excited to read some of these reviews that Starbucks employees left for the apps that they used at work. 1 star. Let's all just process this together. End of review.
Oh!
That's it.
Oh! I was like, okay, I'm ready.
1 star. All coming together to give this 1 star. Beautiful. It's like they're all communicating with each other through 1 star. Because these are all on the same day, October 14th.
But they're all just sitting behind the... Oh, my God.
1 star.
Of 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You'd think that a multi-billion-dollar company would have better technology. End of review.
Oh, no.
There are a lot in here that are just, like, not working, like, won't download, like buggy.
Oh, my God.
Here's a 3-star review. Help! I'm trapped in a Starbucks iPad! Someone let me out! End of review. Here's one for the Starbucks employees. 1 star. Like ordering cold foam on a hot latte.
Oh, God.
End of review.
Do people do that? I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they've seen it all.
I'm sure they do.
2-star review. Yo, guys, they purged the reviews. That is so sad. Can I get a hell nah? End of review.
I love that when they were purging them, they were like, we should probably leave this one alone.
Yeah, that one's good. This one, this next one, too. Three, because it's a 3-star. This is of Intelligent Hub. They said, 3 stars. Yo, more like Dumb Hub, am I right? Laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, freezing cold emoji, freezing cold emoji.
That's
mind blown emoji.
Foam on hot.
No, I don't think so. No. Puke emoji, poop emoji, tongue emoji, leg emoji.
Karma back to you.
Karma back to you. And that's all. So
wow, beautiful stuff.
I'm grateful for that.
Emmett,
because
wow,
as someone who's like been so weirdly like invested in like Starbucks Reddit and stuff, the Starbucks subreddit,
app reviews, but also that,
and reading about the plight of the Starbucks employee, this has been a wonderful side that I've never seen before, so thank you.
And to have your interests merge like this with your
my
app
cold
reviews,
my cold foam mixing with my hot latte.
Yeah,
interest. Mm-hmm. No, you're right, with the my app, you're right, you're
yeah
right.
Your app reviews,
I do love app reviews, and I would never be able to access that app.
Exactly. And interestingly enough, Alexander, I actually have an app review as
no,
well.
No,
like,
I can't
this
wait.
Is like my last one. It's really weird timing. So this is from Liliana, and it is a review of Zoom in the App Store. The subject is, it's by Tube Gamer, and it's a 5-star review, and the title is, yeah, Get This Hacker Away.
Oh.
What?
I was like, that's my username, so I was confused.
No, yours is TubeGamer69.
Yeah,
this is TubeGamer 420. Don't get
twisted.
The title is "Get This Hacker Away." 5 stars. So I am a third grader. I'm in third grade.
Oh no, never mind. It's not me. I'm not pretending to be a third grader online. I regret everything. Okay.
So I am a third grader. I'm in third grade. And it was my friend's birthday today, so he made a birthday meeting for all of us to join. So when we joined, we were playing happily for like 18 minutes or 7, when there was another person that didn't even wait in the waiting room, that he didn't even let you in. And then she put in the chat, "Me hacker, me hacked you." He put that in the chat when my friend didn't even let him in. So then my friend ended the meeting so we can join again. And then we all joined, and then the hacker came back doing the same thing again. He didn't let us on your microphones. He didn't even let us check. He didn't let us communicate. And he did the same thing in the chat and set my friend started up again, and then the same thing happened again. So then she left the meeting, and then we tried to join again, and it said that the meeting was locked, like the hacker had the controls, like he controlled the meeting, like he has a meeting now. So this is a problem that I want you guys to fix, and I hope you have a great day.
Oh,
end of review.
Oh my god, and 5 stars too,
not one single punctuation mark.
Oh, I could tell you did that. You did that very well.
Thank you. I've had it.
Yeah, I mean too, but my
get this
god.
Hacker away is the title.
Is Homeland Security involved now?
I hope you have a great
somebody
day.
Like, I'm nervous because that seems like some serious business.
I feel like I do like it says me hacker you or whatever was written in the chat, which like sounds like one of your friends is messing with you. But
I mean, when I've been known to hack government agencies, mm-hmm. that's what I will put in the chat.
Not third grade birthday parties, just to be clear.
No,
only
no,
government
no.
agencies.
Well, I had to start somewhere.
Well,
to,
you have
to be
start,
fair.
Yeah, low level stuff.
Low risk. I had no idea that they went ahead and wrote that review, though. So I'm in trouble now.
Got him a 5-star.
I'm getting
you can't
in trouble.
Complain.
That's, what a cute review.
I know. I actually really like it. And I
like
hope that
too.
They had a fun time playing.
Yeah.
What's that game everyone plays?
I don't know.
That Francisco plays with a little peeps and you have to figure out who is the killer or something.
What?
Alexander.
I want to play.
No, you do play.
Clue?
No, it's on the internet, Alexander. It's
Among Us?
Yeah, that's the
one. Oh, yeah, okay.
Among Us.
I'm playing that on stream.
See, I told you you play it.
Someone else's stream.
I've never played it before.
You've never played it before?
No.
Okay, well, you should download it.
I don't know. I feel I'm scared to talk to other people, though.
Then you shouldn't download it.
Okay.
You don't need to talk to other people. It just helps.
I feel like people say mean things on there. Yeah, my feelings hurt.
That's why you play with a group of people that you already know.
I don't have any people there.
I know people that would love to play with you.
Thank
Christina.
You.
So we'll figure this out.
This is how I get any sort of social interaction.
Jesus,
I
I'm
going to
get so many messages. It's like, when is she going to be on stream playing so we can all play with her, please?
I bitch and moan until someone's like, I guess you can join my friends, and then I do it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, no, no. They'll be pleased if it happens. Okay. This is my last one. This is from Abby, she, her. I live in, this is so funny, this is not relevant and I love it. My name is Abby, she, her, and I live in Mount Wolf, Pennsylvania. My city is not entirely relevant, but not many people are familiar with my hometown, so I thought I'd give it a shout out.
Let's go!
Mount Wolf, represent.
Ow,
okay.
Ow! Get it?
I do. That was a good wolf.
Thank you.
But it was from really high up. Thank are you, you on a mountain?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. I have been a listener from day one. Your podcast is bomb.com. More bombs are better.
Aww.
So recently I found myself completely lost in TikTok and I saw one about a magic shave powder. I thought to myself, why not?
Okay.
So off to Amazon I went, found the powder and thought, I bet these reviews are great. And boy, oh boy, I was not disappointed. So this is a Soft Sheen Carson Magic Razorless Shaving for Men Magic Shaving Powder with Fragrance, Coarse Textured Beads Formulated for Black Men, Depilatory, Helps Stop Razor Bumps Since 1901.
Wow.
That's one of those descriptions.
Is this from Amazon?
This is, yes.
Okay.
That's, oh yeah, not even description. Sorry, that's the title.
That's the title.
That is from Amazon. And there are all these different types, like different strengths that you can get. They have shaving creams, but it provides a clean razorless shave that lasts up to 4 days. So you just put it on and I don't know. Don't listen to me. I'm going to get in trouble if I give instructions. I don't know how this shit works.
Yeah, don't tell people what to do with sharp objects, please.
So sharp objects. You don't need the razor. That's a point.
Oh, it's like
it's razorless.
Oh, okay.
You
I got
put
you.
It on and then wipe it off. And I think it.
I got you. Like Nair.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Here's a 3-star review that I found that I liked. A 3-star review by Maury. Smells like rotten eggs, ruined my bath rub, but otherwise works. I use it on my legs. Yeah, I know it says not to. It's a fucking bad start. I have sensitive skin, so other creams and razors can be painful. It works well with no burning. The smell is straight sulfur, yep. Because that's what it is. I'll never get used to it. And I'm paranoid my house smells like it sometimes. Today, I use it in the bathtub, which apparently isn't sealed. And as soon as it touched, seriously, 5 seconds, the ceramic, it turned it brown / possible chemical burn.
Oh my god.
So, guess I'm not getting my deposit back. Also, looks like a murder scene. End of review.
Thank God my sensitive skin doesn't react at all to this.
It is pretty gross what the bathtub looks like.
It looks like a murder scene.
It certainly
scene.
Does.
Oh no, I hope he's not a renter.
It looks like, no, that's they're not getting their deposit
oh,
back, they
F,
said.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, it looks like a abandoned tub in Chernobyl or something.
Yes, it looks like out of a haunted hospital, abandoned hospital,
yeah,
or something.
It's been
like rusted.
It's been sitting there for a while, but apparently not. It
also,
took 5 seconds.
I'm so mad that I didn't make my comment that I was going to make before you started, which is Nair smells terrible. It smells
oh, really?
like sulfur, like rotten eggs.
Yeah.
It's like pure chemicals, which is why I don't totally understand why he's saying it's for his sensitive skin, because clearly it's chipping off the enamel on the porcelain, but I guess his skin is okay. I mean, I don't know. What do I know?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It does smell really strong, though.
I didn't know that. I don't know shit about this kind of
but
thing.
But it is also weird that they're saying, put it on your face, but not on your legs. It's like, yeah. That seems like it would be, because Nair is like, don't put this anywhere near your face, please.
Because I will read one more.
Okay.
This is the one that actually in the, Abby attached as well.
Okay.
5-star review. Great! I bought this to use on my testicles. It's hard to mix with water, but I just use a shaker bottle only for this stuff, and it makes it easy to mix. It works wonders. I leave it on for 7 minutes and wipe off with a wet washcloth. Removes every hair cleanly. I then take a shower, cleaning area with only warm water. Do not use soap on the area for a day or so. Also, in case you were wondering, it did not burn to have intercourse immediately after using this product.
I was wondering, thank you.
However, my fiancé did give me head a couple hours after I used it, and it burned terribly. So definitely
oh,
be mindful
God's
of that.
Sake. This is so not what I want to know about. Oh my God.
I mean, Christina, the people need to know
no,
about...
No, they don't.
Yes,
literally,
they do.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Literally,
Christina,
they don't.
Yes,
no,
they do.
They don't.
It's a need. It's an urge.
Okay, you're making it way worse.
They felt it within them, deep within them.
Stop
that they need
it.
To hear
Why are you
this.
Being a weirdo? I'm going to go by my cork side table.
Yeah, she's not even paying attention
because
anymore.
I'm not wanting to be part of this conversation.
It's really relevant to...
To what?
Life, philosophy, history, and humankind.
This table's $200.
Then, oh my god, okay. Maybe this episode should be sponsored by somebody.
Somebody help.
Somebody who makes cork tables, please sponsor our podcast. But don't give me one because I don't want one.
I would love one. Why don't you want one?
Just give me straight cash.
Give me two.
Give me straight cash, please.
All right. Thank you for listening to Between You and Us this week. And sorry also, but thank you. And we are very excited to be back with another one. So we'll be back next
eventually.
Time.
Next time. Hey, we've hit like 3 or 4 months in a row.
That's right. Good
we
for
are,
us.
We are at
Dude,
least
that's amazing.
More consistent than before.
That's amazing,
so
actually.
So I'm proud of us.
You know what? I am too. Yeah. And you better be also, dear listener. So we will see you next time. And until then, stay sandy.